no problem, thank you.
I imagine it's been absolutely fantastic weekend for you. A bit of time to relax now.
Yeah, just having time off a week and then I'll get back into it again.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, it was a dream match. It didn't exactly start how I imagine you wanted it to start, but really managing to get through it. You must have been happy with the resilience you showed throughout.
Yeah, well, at first I thought, because obviously I've seen him stand up. I've never really seen him look for a takedown. So I was expecting for him to stand up with me. Obviously, it seemed like a knockout, so he was looking for a takedown. But, you know, I had to adjust and get back out there and look for the finish.
Yeah, definitely, you're right there, and you must be happy with how it's all paid off in the end. All that hard work really, really paying off. You know, everything that's happened behind the scenes.
Well, yeah, I've worked really hard for this. You know, so it's nice to see like all the time that I put in the effort. Now everything's paying off. It's great, and I've got good fans behind me now, so I'm just grateful.
I was going to say, looking at your Twitter after that match must have been absolutely fantastic to see all the praise that you were getting.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to get that because that's what we work for, you know. You work hard, you want people to appreciate your work that you're doing. Now I'm getting that, you know. It just makes me work a lot harder as well.
No doubt about that. And you've really seemed to have made your name for yourself as well on the UFC ranks. It must be fantastic to see that.
Well, that's my main goal, was to get out there and put a good show for the fans, you know, make an impression. As you said, I was going in with a big hype as well at the same time. So I had to do something. You can't just go in there, obviously, with hype behind you and not perform, which is not good. So I had to do that.
Yeah. And you said as well, you know, when we look at it now, obviously you're taking a bit of time to relax, but is it about, you know, getting up the rankings and sort of beating those around? You try to get a bit of a winning streak together now in the future?
Well, I'd like to all keep carrying winning as much as I can. But, yeah, that's all it is, you know. I've got to work my way up to the rankings and trying to beat these guys. I believe I'm fine at a higher level than I've actually shown. Like, I feel I only settled in second round. First round, I should have rushed a little bit, but I do feel I'm up there with the best.
And you're certainly in a very competitive division as well, aren't you?
It is, yeah. But I do. That's what I want. You want to have a competitive division like that, because just makes you a better fighter. You always have a challenge in front of you every time you step in.
Yeah, you're right there. And you're looking at UFC now and how much it's just grown over even the last sort of 5-10 years, especially over here in the UK, and all the attention that it seems to be getting. I suppose it's the perfect time to be involved in such a competition.
Definitely. You know, it's still growing. It's a big growing sport. You know, you're getting big numbers coming through. Like, we've got a champion now in UK, Michael Bisping, and you go over champions, you know. So it's still growing. And I'd like to make my name out there as well. You know, I'd like to bring that lightweight belt back in UK, you know, get more fighters out there.
It certainly would be fantastic to see. And it'd be fantastic to bring it back to Yorkshire as well, Mark.
Pardon?
It'd be fantastic to bring it back to Yorkshire as well.
Well, it'd be great. It'd be nice to have like a nice imagine UFC coming to Yorkshire for the first time. It'd be a history.
Oh, I'd absolutely love it. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll see you at the Leeds Arena sometime soon. Absolutely love it. And, well, like we said as well, you know, you talked a little bit about Bisbee there. I mean, it took him quite a long time to you know, get his title shot. You're hoping to do it, you know, sort of under 10 years, how long it actually took him to get there?
No, I believe I'm in my own path. I'm carrying myself differently than others. And I don't think it'll take me long because, you know, I work really hard for this, and I believe the work that I put in, there's not a lot of fighters that are out there willing to put the work that I put in. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to you know, climb the ranks and claim me that title.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And looking at the sort of division that you're in as well, obviously we've seen McGregor fighting in the same division. I mean, what have you made of his flight in the UFC?
You know, he's done good things for the sport, you know. He likes to talk, he's done great. But I believe in my own ability, you know. I don't want to be talking about McGregor, you know, because I'm in my own path. I don't want to be like riding off his back. You know, I'm coming to do my own thing. So that's all it is. But if you do end up meeting and fighting, that'd be great too. So, you know, I'm still learning, to be fair. I'm still getting out of there, trying to, you know, get better as I can. But I'd like it to happen one day. It'll be good.
It would be absolutely fantastic to see. And I've got to ask about, you know, other Yorkshire fans, because I've seen quite a few, sort of, even on the AFC circuit, you've seen some fantastic mixed martial art fighters. It seems like maybe you're just the start of some of these Yorkshire. Obviously, you've been over there in Doncaster, seeing some of these fighters. It seems like Yorkshire may be a new hub for some good UFC fighters in the future.
Definitely. Like, you know, we don't have like that. Well, there's plenty of gyms, but we don't have that. What Americans have, or the big cities like, say, Manchester, we go like these big gyms. You know, I'm hoping, you know, by me being a UFC fighter coming out of Doncaster, I'm hoping things like that will start happening. You know, people start making big gyms down here. You know, me and myself and Scott, we've got a gym in Hemsworth, ASW Hemsworth, which is, you know, it's quite good for the up-and-coming fighters, I believe, because there's only, in Yorkshire, there's only two of me and Scott UFC fighters, you know. So maybe getting a lot of experience from that as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And especially when you look at a lot of the American fighters, they're almost brought up on the, you know, the sort of the Greco-Roman wrestling aspect of it as well. And I suppose that, you know, that's something that a lot of the British fighters are really starting to get a grip towards as well now.
Yeah, well, they are. You know, MMA is not just a one-dimensional sport. You've got to like, adapt on everything. You know, it's great, you know, to see like all these fighters starting to, you know, going towards that route, start to learn wrestling and other stuff that they need to do to make themselves a better fighter.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. And Matt, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. It's been fantastic seeing you fly the flag for Yorkshire at UFC 204 as well. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the Daytimes.
Thank you very much.